resolve, and amid her fear and helplessness burned a new strength, small yet, to be sure, but solid with determination. How interesting, he thought, and how curious, and also how very delightful. So delightful it made him smile, despite his anguish. He couldn't help wondering what had happened. One incident, or many, to touch her at such a profound level in so short a time. But no matter. This newfound strength of Lucy's would only serve to make the game more interesting, more challenging, more worth winning. So he'd narrowed his eyes and waited. Waited until her footsteps were practically upon him. Until, in one more second, Lucy would be at the gates of the mausoleum, peering into the shadows of the tomb, stepping across that crumbling threshold between life and death. Could he take her, as this desperate need for her surged through every vein, filling him with brief and savage power? Yes, yes, take her now. But he did not. He thought quickly instead, and felt that explosive rush of skin and muscles shifting, features rearranging, as quick as a heartbeat, as natural as breath. So now he could listen, stay close and watch. And like so many times before, Lucy would never even know. Chapter 1. She hadn't expected the cemetery to look so spooky at this hour of the morning. Like wandering phantoms, tatters of soft white mist hovered among the graves, and an unnatural quiet smothered the sound of Lucy's footsteps as she made her way to the remote section of the burial grounds. The dead slept deep and undisturbed. Remembered and forgotten alike, they surrounded her on all sides, rotting peacefully to dust. In the distance, the Weatherly Mausoleum came darkly into view, silhouetted against the gloom. As Lucy got nearer, she could see the wrought iron gates and stone angels that guarded it, and for one unsettling moment, she remembered her dream about Byron and his warning. Keep away. There's no one in this place. An icy shudder worked its way up her spine. Hesitating, she dug her hands into her coat pockets and glanced back over her shoulder. Come on, Lucy, get a grip. It was easy to imagine eerie whispers and invisible watchers in a creepy place like this. What had she been thinking anyway, coming here so early? Stop scaring yourself. Nobody here can hurt you. Giving herself a stern mental shake, she walked over to the front of the tomb. To her surprise, the double gates weren't padlocked as she'd assumed they'd be. In fact, they were standing partway open, one of them creaking rustily as the breeze swung it back and forth. Heart quickening, Lucy glanced around a second time. If someone were here, they'd be impossible to see, she admitted to herself. Anyone could be hiding close by or far away. Lucy suppressed another shiver. Turning in a slow circle, she scanned the graves and headstones, the sepulchres and statues, the trees and shadows and mist. A taste of fear crept into her throat, and she tried to choke it down. Cautiously, she turned back to the gates. Taking one in each hand, she eased them open the rest of the way. Cracks had widened along the foundation, and leaves had sifted in over the broken, weathered stones of the floor. Holding her breath, Lucy walked into the crypt. She saw the muddy footprints and tufts of clotted hair, the dark reddish-brown stains smeared along the walls. But she didn't see the figure behind her. Not till she turned and screamed and stumbled from his arms, trying wildly to fight her way free. And then she stared up, shocked, into eyes as black and deep as midnight. Oh my God, she choked. Who are you? The dark-haired young man gazed coolly back at her.